Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise you, Lord. And thank you, worship team. Give them a little applause, will you? Praise God. It's great to see each one of you. And the Lord, as we seek after Him, He wants to fulfill the desires of your heart. And He is right there. He loves you. We're going to get in the glory and just keep on. This is wonderful. I just immediately felt the presence of angels here tonight. And so we release the angels to finish the assignments. There is someone who is either you or your son, someone may be watching, but someone, a loved one of yours, or you yourself, are either in some kind of judicial something. Well, I see there is someone. I got a request last week of a mother whose son was in another city. It was found in possession of drugs, so they're in trouble with the law. But we're going to pray for the Lord's mercy in this situation. But is there anybody else involved in some kind of suit? Is that for you or you, your son? Is that something similar? It is very similar. All right. Well, Jenna, go back there and lay hands on our sister. What's your first name? That means your son's? Michael. Great. Let's agree for Michael. And the family's not here, but I know the name of the other person in this other city. It's in Georgia. So anyway, but we are asking every power of the accuser to be bound up. We pray for mercy for these young men, that they will not, that these mistakes, and sometimes people do dumb things, but we pray the blood not only covers our sins, but our dumb mistakes. So we pray, Lord, mercy, mercy, and give victory for these families. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Amen. The Lord reminded me, I'll say it's for you, honey. You just take hold of it. Thank the Lord that these are the promises of God. Hallelujah. One of our main focus tonight in the prayer as we get into the intercession part will be for Northern California, for Redding. And less than 40 minutes ago, I was still in touch with Pastor Bill Johnson, who is a dear friend of ours, and throughout the last week and a half or so, either Pastor Bonnie or I have been in touch with Bill Johnson or Benny Johnson and keep updated. There are some of you may not know, but I mean, a lot of you know that there have been just some very unusual fires that in the Shasta County in Northern California and around Redding, which for many of us here who our annual conference is often our July conference is often with our good friend Bill and his wife Benny Johnson. And we had just an awesome time just about 2.5-3 weeks ago. Was it 2 weeks ago or three? But 2 weeks, time passes. Yeah, we had a great, great fun time. But the foundation is laid in meetings like tonight. Okay? This is where we come together and worship the King of Glory. This is the time where we adore Him, pray, and prophesy. And it builds a foundation so that we can be ambassadors to extend the name of Jesus and his mercies and the salvation experience and the baptism of the Holy Spirit and signs and wonders and miracles. But the groundwork is laid in our prayer. And by the way, after Labor Day, we'll also do, right now, I'm getting, it's going to be 21 days, but we're going to have a corporate fast. Remember the words of Christ. Jesus, where he said, there are certain obstacles. He said, this thing does not come out except through prayer and fasting. So some is achieved through our prayers. Very important, not just individual prayers, but corporate prayers. Say corporate. So also, not only just individual fasting, but corporate fasting. And throughout the Bible, we find certain times that people fasted. We find that, of course, on the Day of Atonement, whole of Israel fasts. And then you find in the book of Ezra, the people, for a safe passage, they needed a miracle because they were guaranteed they would be attacked on the way as they were returning back to Jerusalem after 70 years of captivity. And Ezra had the wisdom to call people to a fast. Therefore, the whole community fasted. And in the book of Esther, so we need to fast and pray together. So it's going to be very important as we're going to intercede together, number one, for each of the families here, for Michael and for others who need, every family needs some kind of breakthrough, some kind of guidance, some kind of wisdom. If you're not praying for a breakthrough, you're praying for wisdom. How many of you need wisdom? Yeah. And sometimes it's for specific things. Sometimes to direction. Lord, is this the time I may get a job here that may have a promotion or a higher. Should I change after being here for 10 years? But I mean, you know, you need guidance, Lord. And we need to seek the Lord's face. If my people call my name. And then we will also, it's very, very essential and important that we pray together for national issues. And just think, I believe that we went, before the elections, we went on a 40-day fast before the 2016 November elections. And it was very, very important that things changed. The minimum, the economy was stagnating. And if you get to, which I, Bonnie, and I both get to travel, because we have to address different regions at regional conferences, and it's a privilege. But we get to see and pray, lay hands, people, on personally, on hundreds, sometimes thousands of people in Pennsylvania or in Michigan. Or Bonnie and I both have to go to Seattle in about a week or so. So we'll get to see. And as we lay hands on people, we'll get to know some will give us their prayer requests. One of the things we saw over the last several years before the 2016 election was the heartbreak of so many adult men and women looking for jobs and looking for a way where they could meet their bills and take care of their children. And the economy, when it stagnates, it's not so good. And praise God, in the last year, there has been a miraculous turnaround. So do not, as a corporate people and as individuals and as disciples, never take God's blessings for granted. That is part of the tragedy. When things are going well, this is typical even of Israel. They thought, oh, well, I think we did it ourselves. Yay. And then they turn into rebellious ways, and then God has to send some judgment. So it was because of their rebellious ways that God, you know, they allowed the enemies to get Israel into captivity a few times. Therefore, it is important, the more we get blessed then, the more we see our children provided for, the more we come need to commit to the Lord, to God's house, and to prayer, and to worship, and to thanksgiving, and to more fasting, so the enemy would not come back. We put the boundaries strong, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So we're going to be praying for our nation. This is one of the most strategic elections. I hear a lot of commentators saying, but it spiritually is going to be very, very important that we hold the fort, that this in this midterm elections for us, that will, if the Christian conservative position is not upheld, and we do not, and we need to even elect more of not corrupt people who get possessed by lobbying groups in Washington, but people who truly love the people on the ground at home, and who will not get corrupted, but who will also represent us where prayer in the school is concerned, or really that we will defend the little babies in the womb and they will not be destroyed. There are some major causes that are very essential for us, that we hold the fort together for the values that we treasure. And we have been involved even in the local affairs here, where we saw with the lack of participation, the Charlotte city government, when they made a decision, there were just a minority that were for LGBT and for the bathrooms, where large truck driver, male truck drivers can go into a woman's bathroom if they wore some lipstick or something like that. But I mean, sheesh, I have a wife and two daughters, and I know my daughters, oh, you tell them a man is going to come into the restroom. I don't know about who, but my daughters were brought up to say, I think I'm going to hold this. I don't need to go to the bathroom. In fact, I don't think I want to go to the bathroom for 3 more days. If the threat is there's going to be a man in the bathroom. But though these were essential issues, and you know what we saw was like Charlotte and the Carolinas, majority, I mean, this part of the nation is where we have a whole bunch of Christians around, thank God. But they have not been taught to show up and hold that position. So the whole phalanx of alternative sexual lifestyle people, they're committed. They were out there in mass. And the Christian corner, even though they were Christians in the majority, that it wouldn't show up at some of these essential times where we need to show up in strength. So that's why I'm just saying, I'm not interested in politics, but as for me and my house, we want to see our children have godly values, that we have a culture that will allow us to worship the living God, and that we will not be forced into accepting our children to be accepting in public school systems aggressive alternate lifestyles, which confuse them completely. There are many, many positions. Anyway, all that to say, we are going to be like someone. I came in with a stick there, and someone said, "You look like Gandalf." Well, I said, "That's very prophetic," because if you see the movie, The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, the first one, where Gandalf stands, I mean, he represents a servant of the Holy Spirit, if I can say it that way, because he's in the epical language, Tolkien represented him as a prophet, a godly prophet. But when the demon, big giant demon, shows up, he's defending those little guys, the hobbits. He stomps that staff, which means the authority of God for me. And it's an explosive power is released. And he tells that demon, "You shall go no further." Something like that. You shall not pass. That's right. So we, as a corporate prophetic community, tell these ungodly demonic elements, you shall not pass. Amen? Say, you shall not pass. So, us corporately and telling our neighbors and friends and on the social media, all the committed Christians that you're in contact with during this November elections is as essential, it seems like, if we want to hold our values to the November elections. So we are going to be, that's why we are part of it, because we're going to keep on interceding for Israel, for Jerusalem, for peace. Cover our armed forces, cover our law enforcement. Anyway, so there is a special agenda. We'll have are we going to have a sign-up sheet? It's already in the lobby. Great. So we are at least going to have covered 21 days. So if you want to fast one day, a couple of days, you can drink juices, you can eat vegetables, however, or you can just say, we're not going to eat dessert for the next 7 days or something. But it'll be a fast. God will honor any kind of fast. So I used to fast a lot. If you get my book on Hidden Power of Prayer and Fasting, I do 2 40-day fasts and 4 21-day fasts for 22 years. Did that. But God gave me a supernatural grace to do that. But it was, there's always a victory that you have afterwards. During that time, you have a struggle with your soul. Because when you pass bakeries, the croissants are going to wave at you. And cherry pies will come out and hold your legs saying, don't go away. And cheeseburgers and hamburgers will tell you, we feel a spirit of rejection when you reject us. So, and you have to struggle through all of that thing. How many of you get a witness, Dick? Can you? Yeah, when you fast? Yeah, oh, man. Hallelujah. So, all right. Let me talk about cheeseburgers. I'll give you 2 scriptures for part 1 of what I'm talking about. It says in Hebrews chapter 10, Message Bible. It says in verse 19. So friends, 19 through 21. So friends, we can now, without hesitation, walk right up to God. Into the holy place. Jesus has cleared the way by the blood of his sacrifice, acting as our priest before God. The curtain into God's presence is his body. So you can walk into that holy place. Jesus has cleared the way by the blood of his sacrifice. Say, Jesus has cleared the way. All right. Now let me give you one aspect of it. Many moons ago, Bonnie would often join me. We would spend weeks in the deepest part of Africa, into the Belgian Congo. It used to be called Belgian Congo. Then when it got independent and then a dictatorship took over, it was called Zaire. Now it's once again called the Republic of the Congo. And then there is a neighboring place. It's also called the Congo, the something of the Congo, the Democratic Republic. Now it's a little confusing, but these were some of the, formerly called the Belgian Congo, was one of the most unreached places, even in the modern era, even in the 60s. So in the interior, outsiders, missionaries, etc., were not allowed into the interior. But somehow God gave us grace and favor. So the prime minister came to the Lord. Most of the major generals of that army came to the Lord under our ministry. I led the prime minister in his office to accept Jesus. and he instantly got delivered of oppressions that he had had. And then his wife could not become pregnant for the 14 years. And after we prayed, after I prayed for her, the next year he met me at the airport when I landed and showed me his son, little baby son. So, I mean, God gave us favor. Anyway, so we were one time, I mean, we had done so much. It was nearly 7 weeks. There are times where Bonnie, because our children were very little, she would have to stay at home. But one time, I mean, when the prime minister came to the Lord, things changed for us quite a bit. We got an internal passport, all that kind of stuff. So as we were leaving, I think number one, the food is so terrible, and there's almost very little. If you get a can of tuna, you'd think you're in heaven. I mean, it is that kind of cuisine, because a lot of the natives eat preserved or fresh monkey meat. And that one of the regions we were in was where the Ebola virus came forth. So anyway, I just didn't feel led to eat monkey meat. Because it makes you jump around a lot when you come back. And swing from the vines, you know. Tarzan, I bet his cuisine was monkey meat, but that's another theology. Other thing was termite ants. They eat termite ants. I mean, yeah, it's... We had to, one time, they had a little gathering at the generals. They had termite ants. I want to tell you, they just were crunchy. I don't remember. But I was just hoping, because when they bring them out, they're fresh. By fresh, it means the ants are moving around. So it's quite an adventure. Let's just say we didn't have a choice of cuisine. So the prime minister told Lufthansa we were going to connect from Lufthansa, from the Congo, from Kinshasa to Paris, and then from Paris we could have flight to New York and then back home. But weeks of just barely getting by. And the prime minister phoned someone. So these are my friends. So from the economy class, they immediately got us into their first class. And they draw a curtain. And then the first thing that served, I remember, was one of the thickest ham sandwiches. And I've never eaten a sandwich more delicious. Oh, it was so great. You want a Coke? Yes. You want 7-Up? Yes. We got whatever you want. And I almost wanted to peek behind the curtain. They had drawn the curtain and look in the economy class and just say, na 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 na. But going beyond the curtain was just the most amazing provision after eating rice and almost nothing, or something like that, or bread with some stuff that you don't want to ask a question. It reminded me of the scripture. And we often, out of false humility, like Richie said this evening, we don't reach beyond the curtain. And God, through Jesus, is inviting you. So friends, we can now, without hesitation, walk right up to God, into the holy place. Jesus, like the prime minister, cleared the way. Sometimes, if you work for an airline, how many of you have a relative, sister, brother works for an airline? Do you have anyone? And what you can do, sometimes on occasion, they will get you a free ticket, right? Have you had anyone had free ticket? Because your relative works for, and sometimes they'll get you an upgrade. How many of you have gotten an upgrade into the business class all day? And the thing is, you didn't pay a penny for it. You're right there, beyond the curtain, into a great place of provision. Because your relative not only works for the airline, he owns all the airlines in the world. And his name is Jesus. And this scripture shows us you can come by the blood of his sacrifice into the holy place, acting as our priest before God. The curtain into God's presence is his body. So when we take communion and say, this is the body of the Lord. This is the blood of the Lamb. But through that sacrifice then, come beyond the curtain to a place where you can lay hold of all the promises of God. And it is not just for you, but God has made us disciples going to all the world. So we are commissioned going beyond the curtain to achieve, by faith, receive all the promises of God for ourselves, our neighbors, because of the privilege of the blood of Jesus and his body. But it's not just for us to just replenish ourselves, but claim the salvation, the blessing, the breakthrough for all others out there. And let him achieve for you some of the, on the road, then often we have seen some of the most unbelievable breakthroughs. The other one, we connected with the airline, was, you know, you've been in a situation where God will allow you. Well, you may be just griping. I don't know. There are times where I have found myself and I'm griping up. I'm so, why did this happen? What? And in my other statement, often I say, heroes aren't made, they're cornered. So you find you'll be cornered into situations where you will say, what am I going to do? What are we going to do? There is no answer. There's no answer. There's no answer. And one time, again, on the mission field, coming back, we had taken whole bunches of people with us. And then that we had a whole bunch of television equipment because we were recording a lot of the stuff, especially the amazing miracles, because there were times where literal, there's one path, sometime we may have to show it, where I pointed out there and said, the Lord's healing a blind person over there. And my helper ran with their camera and they had to run across a large amount of field to get to that side. And there was a man without eyes. And the Holy Spirit was forming eyeballs. And when she reached up there, it was the last stage, but the eye was still being formed. I mean, and it was something else. So, but we had a lot of this equipment. And somehow I ended up having another team member and myself. That's it. The rest had gone home. And we were left with a few thousand pounds of, at that time, it wasn't like an iPhone thing. We had so much equipment. So when we flew from Kinshasa to Paris, the prime minister again, don't bother them. They get to travel this and don't worry about their luggage, whatever they want to ship. Well, that was fine from Congo to Paris. At Paris, all this hundreds of pounds of extra luggage showed up in my name. and we were at the end of our financial resources after having done all the crusades. We didn't have much money at all. And there I was, coming up to the checking line. Now they're going to weigh the luggage from Paris to New York, and it's going to cost multiple thousands. You know how beyond 70 pounds or 50 pounds, something like that, right? What is for regular fare? It's 50 pounds. Huh? Yeah. Well, we had thousands of pounds. Just think of that. I mean, with all heavy stuff. So I'm coming up to the checking line. And I'm saying, what are we going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do, Lord? And there was no one else to talk with except the other teammate. Nobody else cares. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I have no answer. I have no answer. I have no answer. Came to the thing. We are checking in all the stuff. And it's, is this all yours? The airline. Yes, sir. And suddenly, I heard a sound. Bloop. And he looks down. And the computer system of the entire airport is down. He says, the computer just went down. He looked at his manager, and there were thousands of people everywhere. So what do I do? He said, the manager said, let it go, let it go. Don't stop anybody. Let them go. So the electricity was working. It was the computers that wouldn't work. So all the luggage lined up went through. Now it's going to be on the airplane. The moment the last one went through, I heard another sound. Bloop! The system came on in the entire airport. Now, I said, thank you. Me and you, Jesus. Me and you. But the Lord, so I wanted to give you the scripture, and I have been praying this for, it was amazing how this last few weeks have gone, and our prayer journey over these last few weeks. How many of you remember, not just a month ago or so, there was this Thai soccer team, the teenage 12 of them, remember? We were praying, it was a watch focus. The world almost, heart went toward those teenage kids. That's so sweet. 12 of them and their coach. And they were basically inside exploring and doing something in the cave systems in Thailand. And the monsoon rains came. And nearly 3 miles of most of it was underwater now. And they had to get through that. And this last few days, we have been praying for California, for the Northern California region. And some of our wonderful friends, we feel are part of our spiritual family, Bethel Church, there in Redding, California. We feel so close to, especially through Pastor Bill and Benny. So we've been praying for the kids to come through the watery cave where they would have drowned in the water. Now, there are raging fires that have destroyed 1,000 homes. And we've been praying for the safety of the people. So, I've ended up praying the scripture these last several weeks and holding on to some of these promises. It says Isaiah 43, but now thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in your place. Since you are precious in my sight, you have been honored and I have loved you. Therefore, I'll give men for you and people for your life. But this promise then, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. Talk about the Lord being right there with us in whatever we go through. So, we go beyond the curtain to claim this and other promises. The promises of God are mine. And it challenges us to, in faith, stand for these things. This last, for me, I just feel like the last 5 months have been very significant, even starting with last December and then January. Because in May, we moved our embassy to Jerusalem. Let's not take that for granted and say it was a miracle. After 70 years on the birthday, 70th birthday of Israel, we moved our embassy. After 70 years, Cyrus said, I will return the people to Jerusalem. So there are some echoes in history that you and I are getting a privilege to see these amazing things. So then we saw the Korean prisoners come, and not only overnight, come from the deepest darkness of the North Korean concentration camp, but flown on a plane, and as they deplane, the President of the United States is there to shake your hand. Now that's, we mentioned Psalm 126, when the captive ones of Zion were brought home, you know, we were like those who dream. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with joyful singing. But we, as a God's people, my concern is that we don't stop singing, that we don't stop getting our mouth filled with laughter and cultivating that experience of joy and thanking the Lord, of gladness, and keep on saying, Lord, this last week or so, we have had the miraculous thing when those people said, you will never achieve GDP beyond 2.0, whatever. And this week we found it's 4.1, and which is a brimming national economy. I want to say thank you, Lord, for me, my children, for us, for everyone in the church. May it be more. May you make great sales and more sales. May your company prosper. May you get all of us, release the millionaire and even the billionaire anointing over our families, our children, so we can give more to bring millions more into the camp of salvation. So tonight, we continue to thank the Lord for restoration. And we intercede for our friends in Northern California. In fact, all of them. They are our country folk, countrymen. And by the way, just for your knowledge, a lot of the left progressives are mostly down south, most of Northern California, if you are interested. Very Christian, very conservative. If that affects you one way or the other, you shouldn't. You know, we pray for everybody, but. And for all those families who have been evacuated, and the ones, you will see them, the pictures of so many. I don't have the figure accurate right now, but devastated places where you see one day the most gorgeous neighborhoods, and after the fire, there's nothing. So we are praying the Lord's mercy for them. There is a scripture in Isaiah 41, which says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I'll uphold you with my righteous right hand." And then another one, I just thinking of our nation at this present time and how we should stand in the gap. There is another one in Isaiah 32, that says in verse 18, "My people will dwell in a peaceful habitation, in secure dwellings, and in quiet resting places." Isn't that a great scripture? It's something that you can claim for your house and claim for our nation. That there's a strong movement that is by organizations like Antifa, others, that would try to create violence in our cities. And really nasty groups of people rising up. And we want to claim for our cities and our nation. This is one of the scriptures. And for our home. May your home be a place of peaceful habitation. So may our nation, where they are planting division, we pray, Lord, may our land be peaceful. May we live in secure dwellings and in quiet resting places. It is better to eat peaceful bread than contentious strife going on, and you have a banquet. That's what Proverbs says. So may we have peace over our nation, over our cities, and may you dwell in secure dwelling places and peaceful dwelling places. That's one of the scriptures I'm going to claim for us during the fast, that our nation will see not only godly people elected, but may we live in a peaceful habitation in secure dwellings. And so these are some of the scriptures that we are standing on. I remember way back when I first came to the Lord, one of the first songs I learned was Standing on the Promises. How many of you know Standing on the Promises? Hallelujah. So I want us to sing a couple of verses of Why Don't You Stand? And some of these, and we'll have some more scriptures that I want us to, as we get ourselves in about a month's time, to get on a corporate fast. I'm getting myself ready to say, thank you, Lord, and I want more. How many of you want more? Say, Lord, I want more. We want more. As for me and my house, we receive the blessings of God. So it goes. Standing on the promises.
of Christ my King. Through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, we are standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Amen. Put your hand on the shoulders of your neighbor if you are able to, if you don't mind. And we want to pray for our neighbors, that every neighbor and we ourselves will live in secure dwelling places. And we claim tonight, in agreement, Lord, for Redding, California, for our brothers and sisters, Bill and Benny Johnson, for their flock at Bethel. Thank you that you're making them a center of distribution, that even the Salvation Army, the Red Cross, and several organizations have asked them to help, and they're helping the community. We bless every family, Lord, right now who has suffered loss. Lord, we claim back sevenfold, that they will be restored, they will be blessed. Thank you, Father. We thank you for helping us, Lord, with your angelic host. We claim that promise tonight. My people will dwell in a peaceful habitation. I pray for every home here. We pray for every family here that it will be a peaceful habitation, that there would be no strife in our homes or over our regions, our cities, our neighborhood. We bind away every spirit of violence. We bind away every spirit of drug addiction. And Lord, I thank you. We stand in the gap for all our children. The devil and the demon power of addiction and drugs, we command you to be gone. Not in our city, not in this place. Be gone in Jesus' name, even from our nation, that we live in secure dwellings and in quiet resting places. I plead the blood of Jesus over all our homes, that you will be secure, that you will have no fear, Lord, that we appoint angels guard each our homes. Where families in any way have been attacked, we just pray for healing, for reconciliation, and for physical healing, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let's bless each other right now. Pray in tongues for a moment. And we pray for those watching us on the internet that God wants to give you a secure dwelling place and a peaceful habitation. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that is bringing us into quiet, wonderful resting place. In Jesus' name, shalom, shalom, shalom. We plead the blood of the Lamb in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Karabasha. We cancel out every power of cancer. Cancer, be gone in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Karabashaka. Hallelujah.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.